really what I'd be doing now if I didn't have that lucky opportunity.
Yeah.
At 14, you know.
Oh, at 14.
Mm-hmm.
That's young. So, who do you think inspired you? Like, who was one of your biggest role models or your biggest influence?
My mom, the choir director at All Saints Church, Herb Peterson, Maurice Starr, who was the producer of the New Kids on the Block in the early days, and he started New Edition. He was definitely a real role model for me. I would say those people.
Really?
Yeah. What was that?
It's the chair. Don't mind that. So.
Sounds devious. Like there's a monster in here.
So, what is it like for you to be one of the infamous?
Infamous.
Yeah, infamous.
Are we infamous or famous?
Okay, you're famous.
I hope we're not infamous. Maybe we are for some reason, but
Well, you can tell me a little bit about why you're not infamous and why you think you shouldn't be, also.
There you go. What is it? What was your question? What's it like being in the New Kids on the Block, or do you want me to answer the other question?
You can answer both, however you want to answer it.
I'll just do the general, generic one. What's it like being in the New Kids on the Block?
Okay.
Being in the New Kids on the Block, it's really the world to me. It's my job. It's, you know, it's guys I grew up with, one of them being my brother.
Really?
So it's, yeah, John. So it's doing what you love with the people you really, you know, love and are close with. And you're able to touch a lot of people. You know, you're able to do what you love and touch people by doing it. And that's probably the best scenario that you can find as far as, you know, what you do for work. And it's awesome.
Speaking of work... So, I heard that you're trying to pursue your own solo career, or that you are pursuing your own solo career.
Yes, I do solo work. I do solo albums. I sing solo at times. And so, yes, I am doing that right now. But it's never to leave the New Kids on the Block. The New Kids on the Block is always the first thing. That's
definitely
first priority. And doing solo work is very fun and gratifying for me, so I do that as well.
Cool.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, so do you have any upcoming albums that are about to drop that you want to tell us about?
No, I don't have any upcoming albums that are dropping in May, on May 31st of last year, actually. And I'm going on a solo tour starting next week. And... So I'm going to be singing all the songs on that album, and the first show is in Minneapolis, then I go to Chicago, and I'm going everywhere. I'm going to the West Coast and Toronto and all these places. The last place that I end up is here in Boston at Showcase Live in Foxborough. So that's going to be a great ending to the tour.
Yep, right back in your hometown.
Yeah, right back here. And then we all ship out, the New Kids on the Block and the Backstreet Boys, we all ship out to Europe.
Really?
In late April.
So you know the Backstreet Boys?
I do, yeah, I do.
I grew up with them.
Yeah, what's your favorite song?
Well, there's many. I don't really have a favorite. I just kind of grew up like Backstreet Boys, Britney Spears, NSYNC, just
listening
to them. And then once I got a little older, then I started going into like rap music, mm-hmm. like Biggie, Tupac, and like Passed Away. But mm-hmm. then I thought it was so cool. I'm like, oh, I'm listening to all these cool people. But yeah. We heard that you and your wife, Evelyn, are involved in an upcoming fundraiser for St. Mary Center for Women and Children's called Dancing for Hope. Can you tell us about that?
Sure. Dancing for Hope is an annual fundraiser that Evelyn and her friends they put on, and it's usually at the estate. Well, every fundraiser has been at the estate, but it's everybody comes down, everybody has fun, everybody dances, and it's for a good cause, and it's for St. Mary Center right here in Dorchester.
Yeah.
And it's on February 4th, just if you're listening, so get down there. It's going to be a lot of fun. There's going to be a lot of prizes, raffles,